Let us pray. Father, may these humble words of my mouth and these meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. You are our rock and our redeemer, and we thank you. Amen. I believe we are called by love to live our lives in a house of yes. Called by love to a house of yes, to live in a house of yes. I think that I first felt the deep impact of the word yes in 1968, when my fiance, Janet, then my bride now for nearly 46 years, but my fiance in 1968 and I went to a downtown theater in Houston and watched the Beatles movie Yellow Submarine. And I Googled this other image of the word yes. I went online and I said, Yellow Submarine, the word yes. And up came this blue meanie, and I didn't remember his name, but Professor Paul Neely reminded me his name is Jeremy Hillary Boob, PhD. And in that movie, they juxtaposed the yes, the positive yes in Pepperland against the no of the blue meanies. And I really got the message. Yes, I wanted my life to be a life of yes. What does it mean to be called by love? Let's examine Jesus' calling, which I think probably happened to him as a human in his incarnated state at the hands of his cousin John in the Jordan. He went down to the water, he was immersed, the dove descended, and he heard these words. Now think about the impact of this. I've read it hundreds of times, but I didn't really get it until a few months ago I heard my dear friend Dan Wilt, who's the National Communications Director for the Vineyard Churches USA. I heard Dan preach at a Vineyard Church in Nashville. And Dan said, get this, when the words Jesus heard, you are my son, whom I love, and in whom I am well pleased. And he had not yet done one miracle, and he had not yet uttered one teaching. He'd not done anything except be a good son, be a good family member, be a friend, just be who he was where he was sent. And God calls him that way. You are my son. You. So often when Dan and I exchange emails, he'll end the email by just saying, you. And I know what he's telegraphing to me. He's saying, he's echoing the words of the Father to Jesus in the Jordan. You are my son, my beloved. And with you, I am well pleased. And you don't have to earn it. You don't have to do anything. Just shut up and receive it. Be thankful. He was called by love to live in a house of yes, and he did say yes. He said yes. Now, we didn't read the entire first chapter just in the interest of time, because minutes are precious between 8:30 and 9 here, as they are in every day, every hour of the day throughout this week. But the thing that happens after Jesus comes out of the wilderness, after those 40 days, is he begins to call the ones who would be his closest followers. Now think about this for a minute. What in the world would make them actually leave their... Now maybe they knew Jesus. Odds are some of them at least did. But what are the odds that they would actually leave their livelihoods, leave their nets, and follow this one who just says, hey, come, follow me. And they leave their meal ticket. They launch into who knows what. They don't know what's coming. What would make them do that? Let me tell you what I think. And I got this, again, I borrow shamelessly from all kinds of sources, from Dan Wilt again. Dan said that he believes that the love that called the Son and said, you are my Son, the one I love, and with you I'm well pleased. And that Jesus was so full of that love that when he walked past people who were busy earning money, earning their living, putting food on the table, said, come, follow me. That they felt the depth of that love, the echo of that love in the voice of the Master. And it was irresistible. It was as if the Father was saying to them, Peter, James, John, you, I love you. I'm well pleased with you. Come, follow me. Follow me to what? What did Jesus say yes to? What did those 12 say yes to? They said yes to a life, and I'm going to use a theological term here, kenosis. President Hart yesterday quoted from Philippians 2 in the presidential address. In Philippians 2, the word that occurs that's translated emptying, he emptied himself, it's a verb. Kenosis is the noun form of that verb. Jesus was called to empty himself of all that he had, to give himself, to pour himself out for the world. He called those who followed him, you, to do the same thing. Join me as I empty myself. There are three words that sort of chronicle or outline what this calling is to. First of all, we are called by love. God is love. We are called by love himself. What are we called to? We're called to leave the known, the familiar, the comfort zone, our comfort zones. I know what mine are. You know what yours are. He's forever calling me to leave my comfort zones and risk and lose and pour myself out. And we're called to live according to the rules of the new created order. Jesus was the firstborn of the recreated order. He called the 12 into that. He's been calling down through the centuries, calling all of us into that. You, me, called to leave the known, the comfortable, and to live according to the rules of the new created order. We're called to live our lives in a house of yes. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.